Everyone in the household was waiting to greet Cathy when she came home.
"Is this really our Cathy?"
exclaimed Hindley, as he lifted a refined young lady, complete with hat upon her head, off her handsome pony.
"What a beauty you've become!"
Frances commented to her husband that they must take care not to let her become wild again, insinuating that she should be kept out of the company of the boy, Heathcliff. Cathy kissed them all politely, trying to avoid the dog's exuberant welcome, which threatened to ruin her new clothes, but all the time looking around for her old friend and companion. "Isn't Heathcliff here?" she asked.
"You may come and greet Miss Cathy, Heathcliff, with the other servants,"
said Hindley arrogantly, enjoying the embarrassment that he knew the boy would be feeling. Heathcliff was pushed forward reluctantly from behind the kitchen door.
"Oh, there you are,"
said Cathy happily, and rushed to hug him, but stopped suddenly and burst out laughing.
"Oh, but you're in such a mess. Didn't you wash this morning?"
He stood silent before her, biting his lip.
"Heathcliff, don't you remember me? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. It's just that you look so strange compared to Edgar and Isabella, and I'd got used to seeing them."
The humiliation was too great for Heathcliff to bear. He shouted,
"If I'm dirty, it's because I want to be dirty. I like being dirty, and I will be dirty."
And he ran to the stables, leaving Cathy quite perplexed as to why her words had offended him, and Hindley and his wife extremely satisfied at the unsuccessful reunion.